Hello, and welcome back to today's episode of Date in a Blink, where we're hosting Brooke and Albert for a blink date.
What is Date in a Blink, you ask? It's a 10-minute, audio-only, blind-speed date experience. It's also a bit of a social experiment designed to move people beyond looks-based assumptions, curated profiles, and marathon messaging.
We at The Blink Date want dating to be fun and inspiring for blinkers and hope this podcast inspires you to try new ways of meeting people and dating. Will our hand-picked matches find love on these blink dates? Or will they say goodbye to each other after 10 minutes and never look back?
If you're new here, we're so happy you could join us. If you're a regular, we're so glad you've returned. Before we jump into today's blink date, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
We're here on Date in a Blink today with Brooke and Albert. I'm going to let you two dive in, but in case it's helpful to get the conversation started, I'm going to leave you with this question. What is one thing you wish to achieve in your life?
All right.
That's a great question. Just literally one thing. I think if I had to pick one thing, it's pretty general, is that I just want to have a family. And I don't know what that looks like, right? So it's like, I don't know how that unfolds, but I know for me personally, I'm very close with my family, and it's like day in and day out, the one thing that if I had to ask myself, what am I grateful for every day? It's my family. So I want to have that of my own. I don't really know how that shapes up. I grew up with mom and a dad that stayed married for like 33 years. So they were a great example of, you know, what it takes to be in a long committed relationship. And then I have an older brother. So that's kind of like what my family unit looks like. But I'm enjoying as I grow up seeing all sorts of different families and different ways to achieve that. So over to you, Albert.
All right, that's good. I mean, piggybacking off of you, what you just said. So, yeah, it seems like you do want a family. Are you picky about, like, you want a boy or a girl? Or does it doesn't really matter.
No. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I have a dog right now. I have a French bulldog, and I consider him my family. So, I mean, you know, however that kind of turns out, I'm definitely not picky. Okay. What about you?
Well, I'm assuming your dog is spoiled. My dog is spoiled.
yes, he is.
good. For me, I guess I'm kind of like believing like the whole circle of life. I do like everything coming back full circle and like giving back. Right now I'm a teacher, and I mean, further down the line, I do want to somehow give back to the community, whether it's being a professor and teaching the future generation of teachers or some kind of nonprofit organization. So I'm a big believer in just giving back one way or another.
So, I like that. What kind of teacher are you?
Special ed.
So, oh, nice. How long have you been doing that for?
This is my first official year hired by the district. But I've been doing, been in the field for, I think, about 7 years, just up and down, like, well, they call them parent and me classes. Now they're not mommy and me classes, but parent and me classes. I was a behavior therapist, a living skills instructor, a resident advisor, up and down everything. And so,
right.
I think special is finally, you know, it's my calling. And I mean, I have a lot of fun with it.
I love that.
Yeah. So
I have a lot of respect for teachers. I recently started I joined a program that is like a mentoring program for kids in high school, and I'm only like 3 weeks in, and it's just it's so rewarding and so fun, but it's hard to, you know, initially connect or open up with the kids, and then once they do, you guys become like buds and stuff. But initially, you know, we're like asking questions and they didn't really want to talk, and you have to kind of think of on your toes all these different ways to connect with all sorts of different people, because kids are, you know, they're learning, and some of them are really gregarious and outgoing and ready to talk, and others not so much. And I give you guys a lot of accolades.
You were the older ones, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I got the babies. I got the TK ones. I got the.
Oh, do you?
It's a lot of, a little bit easier entertaining them, just being right. Over the top and goofy, and you know, my voice. I don't know. I could be like a Disney character. I got like three different voices that I use when I teach.
Wait, so, really? Which ones?
So I don't know. I don't know if you're, I guess, familiar with, I guess, certain people in the field. Like, there's this character, Blippi, really over the top, like, it's Blippi, like really high pitched voice. There's all these like famous characters, and when it comes to music, I'm just really, I mean, I can't sing, but I mean, the, you know, the
You've
best
got the thing range.
About, yeah, the best thing about the little ones, they don't judge. So,
right,
as long as I'm getting the lyrics right, that's all they care.
Right. What kind of songs are you singing? Like, are they from like kids programming or?
Again, so I'm gonna throw another name out there. I guess we'll get out later, but another guy named Jack Hartman, like really.
Okay.
These fun songs, you know, all music and movement, you know, touch your eyes, you know, hands on your shoulder, swim like a shark, etc. So.
I love that. So with that being your profession right now, do you find yourself just really kind of like wanting a family and kids and all that? Or because I do know teachers that are like really good with kids, and but they're like, oh yeah, like I'll never have kids. I'm like, oh yeah. Wow.
I mean, yeah, it all depends. I mean, I have a big passion for what I'm doing now, and I do want kids. That's I mean, I don't see myself teaching forever. I do appreciate those teachers that do, like, you know, 30 years into teaching.
Right.
I know my expiration date. I know how long it can last, particularly with the little ones. Like,
right,
it's a lot of energy, but like I said, I know my expiration date. I know how long I can do my job and be good at it. So eventually, like I said, maybe be a professor down the line, and
that's kind of like your end goal.
I know for sure the college students won't give me a hard time. Well, not that kind of a hard time.
yeah it's a different hard time. I was always a good student, though. I would take pride in that I was part of the group of people that were like, okay, I'm gonna try and make your job easier because I see how it can be difficult. But are you in the Los Angeles area, or where are you located?
Laura here. Unfortunately, we had some audio issues for the last few minutes of this date. Rather than omit the ending, which had some really funny and interesting tidbits, my partner and I decided to attempt a dramatic reenactment of Brooke and Albert's date. Brooke and Albert, we know we couldn't fully capture your personalities. Please forgive us. We hope you enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm in the LA area, so we're still waiting to be open, but...
Yeah, I relocated outside of LA, but it was, I would go back here and there, and I was like, wow, it's really, really shut down. It kind of feels like a ghost land.
So what do you do for fun then?
Well, I'm like a big beach person, so I like to go to the beach, which was nice because that was like open. Well, there was a part where it wasn't, but I'm a huge outdoors person too, so... I like going on hikes and biking, running outside. So luckily, all of that stuff has been open.
Is your dog lucky enough to join you on these adventures?
Yeah, he'll join me on walks. He's not as agile as most dogs. He's definitely athletic. But he prefers to be a sunbather.
Oh, so he just wants to be out in the sun.
Yeah, he's not like that athletic. I've always been jealous of people who have those dogs that, like, you know, they'll go skateboarding or biking and the dog is next to them.
Yeah, mine, I guess a quick story. My dog's a rescue. Oh. So she has, obviously she's spoiled now, but she pretty much tries everything without hesitation.
I love that.
She's like, oh, I've never done this before. Let me try it. Let me try this. And so she's always willing to try something, even though she might not like it afterwards. She might be mad at me, but she's like, oh, all right, I tried it.
All right. Like, she'll get over it. When did you rescue her?
About a year. So the first year and a half of her life, she was pretty much chained up. So when I took her, she had never touched grass before. She didn't know what a leash or harness was. She's still pooping outside, So she'll do a circle because she's so used to going, you know, on a pad.
Right, right.
So it's kind of funny because she's doing a circle while going number two.
Right. You're like, okay, you got to stop moving.
Yeah. So she's gone bungee jumping, parasailing.
Bungee jumping? No way.
Yeah. She's done like everything. She's gone sailing.
Oh, so you're one of those people I was commenting on, except like to the extreme. Not like the bike or the skateboard, but like the boat. Yeah, that's crazy. That's so cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, she had a bad life, so I want her to never think of that again. Just look forward. But, yeah, I mean, similar like yours, she likes to lay out in the sun. I just found out like 2 days ago there's sunscreen for dogs.
Oh.
Because our dog's fur has been getting a lot darker.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it like in lotion form?
Yeah, it's a spray that you put on the coat. My dog, she's a Maltese poodle, so in the sun, her fur starts turning gray.
At this point in the date, I jumped in to let them know that their date had ended and let them say their farewells. Despite the audio glitches at the end, this date was really fun to crash. A dog who bungee jumps? I'd like to see that video. Albert and Brooke started off with some serious topics, like family and long-term goals, and I loved how they transitioned to fun, hobbies, and their dogs. It feels like 10 minutes isn't long enough. We barely scratched the surface on Brooke's sunbathing pup and Albert's adventurous Maltese poodle mix. Maybe they can do a puppy playdate, but who knows? That's all we've got for you today. Shoot us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Blink Date or at Date in a Blink to let us know what you think. If you want to sign up to participate in Date in a Blink, visit our website at www.theblinkdate.com. In the meantime, thanks for joining for this episode. We hope you enjoyed listening and look forward to talking with you again next time.